الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected ulama, asatiza, seniors, brothers, and those that may be listening over the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us throughout the year with different opportunities to achieve our objective, our purpose of life. And when thinking about what to discuss today, it dawned upon me that it just another year in the Islamic calendar just passed by, perhaps just over 2 weeks ago now. And year upon year, in and out is passing. And then I was reflecting on this verse of the Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, all of us believers, O those who have believed, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect. وَالْتَنْظُرْ. We should reflect. We should reflect of مَا قَدَّمَتْ نَفْسٌ لِغَدٍ. What are you planning for tomorrow? What have we sent forth for tomorrow? Now usually, from our personal needs, when we're planning our own personal needs, our individual requirements, our vision for ourselves, whether we may be businessmen or we may be planning our own educational path, we all plan. We reflect, we say that this year, for example, I'm studying the first year, then after that I'm going to do this, I'm going to be going and spending some time with someone where I can get some experience from. Whatever initiative we try to do, we plan. We plan for that. So a businessman will plan his budget for the beginning of the year. He'll say, no, I must have so much of stock. This was my last year's sales. This is what I'm planning for the coming year. And then they try and bring about improvements, incremental improvements, we'll say. And when we plan, it helps us to improve. When we plan, it helps us to improve and to become better than where we were in a previous period. So this beginning of the Islamic calendar is also an opportunity for us to reflect on the year. The challenge that we have, and I'm speaking and addressing myself also, is that because of the pressure, the way that life has become, the demands that are on us, everything is compressed, everything is happening quickly with the technologies that are there, we're trying to get so much in, that we have forgotten now to plan for our akhirat. To plan our, as it were, the balance sheet of the akhirat. Because if we reflect over this verse of the Quran Sharif, it is very, very profound. It is very, very deep. That what have we sent forth? What assets we've got? What, Allah forbid, liabilities are we carrying for the hereafter? And when once we reflect over this, and the niyat that I made for myself, and I hope each and every one of us get the tawfiq, including myself, to do this, is that when we reflect over the different, you ask businessmen or people that are doing investments, they'll tell you, if you want to plan your financial matters, you know, there are different investment categories or classes that you can look at. The beauty of our deen is this, that this ma that Allah Ta'ala is talking about, وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُمْ ma. Ma, you can ask the ulama, is so broad. It includes all of the good deeds that are there for the taking. But we need to plan, and this verse of the Quran Sharif confirms and it tells us that we need to be reflecting and thinking over how we are going to, if we have it, and ideally in a form that's written down. So if we start with the first aspect, the first one of the major categories, is that when we reflect over our affirmation and our confirmation that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that iman that we have. Every opportunity that we get, every opportunity on an ongoing basis to refresh that iman, to recognize and to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that iman, and to reflect in our own heart, is that am I closer? Is my iman, has my level of iman increased? Have I become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is one of the core assets that we can put forward. It is the prerequisite. It is the prerequisite for entry into Jannah in the hereafter. So this is the first starting point that we need to reflect and write down. Write down that what is my level of iman? Just like how that business will write down, what's my stock level? What's my returns level? Or that student will be looking at his report card. No one else needs to do it for you. Because Allah Ta'ala says in this verse of the Quran Sharif, He says, Allah Ta'ala knows, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what we're going to be doing. But it's for our benefit that we need to plan. So this first aspect is that then we can go on to salah. We can go on to what is available in this buffet, in this variety of options to build our wealth for the hereafter. This is a resolution that we must take when we're sitting here today. That let it not be that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or in another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about that person who says, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. Oh, how I wish. Oh, how I wish that regret will come. He'll say, oh, how I wish I send something forward for my life. That's the real life. So, this is the one category. The next category that we can reflect over, building wealth for the hereafter, building, as it were, a balance sheet for the hereafter, is the category of salah. The salah that we speak about, and it's a discussion on its entirety, but the basic minimum that we must resolve and write it down. Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq when we resolve something, when we put it down, and this practice is found in the Quran. Even amongst the Sahaba Ikram, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would reaffirm the conviction. What was the Bay'atul Ridwan? That conviction that we are going to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when it comes to our salah, that yes, we commit that inshallah in the coming years, and if we can keep some sort of a way that we are able to hold ourselves accountable and to track, has our salah in, one is the quantum of the salah that we are performing, our five daily salah, the faraid at least, but then the quality of that salah, how is it improving as the years go by? Are we experiencing that أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَى. That when we're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as though we are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that we should reflect over. Because we are all guilty when the years go by. Years go by and we're standing. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he used to quote those verses of poetry of Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob, rahmatullahi alayhi. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, agar hoon to khar ek hoon. Everyone is flying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is a rose, everyone else. There's so many people that are achieving. They're achieving ranks in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we stuck year on year on year. And it's not difficult, dear brothers. We just need to have, we need to reflect and resolve and have a plan in place. So this is one further area. Another very, very simple area that we can resolve to build our wealth for the balance sheet, for the hereafter, build your balance sheet for the hereafter, is the aspect of zikr. Zikr is such a beautiful and such an easy way to connect ourselves, and it is actually like how we have for the body, we have for the physical body, we have the vitamins, nutrients that reinforce every other aspect of a person's physical being. This zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it puts life into the other actions of deen that we are doing. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah. Simple. A person in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if we say la ilaha illallah 100 times in the day, our Shaykh Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to very frequently quote this. Very, very frequently quote this. He say that that person the hadith says that that person's face will shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Now we may reflect on that and we may say, but what is the significance of a person's face shining like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah? Yes, he will look very handsome. He will look very, very attractive on that day. It will be a beautiful sight to behold. But beyond that, so the ulama explained that the meaning of the significance of this is that he will be given the tawfiq to do those actions that will enable his face to shine like the full moon. Meaning he will be given the tawfiq to perform his salah properly. He will be given the tawfiq to stay away from sins. And try it out, dear brothers. Try it out that the day that we have that opportunity in seclusion if possible, if not in seclusion, then also wherever we are, to recite the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially this La ilaha illallah, then you will see that those days, a person, the chances of committing sin are far lower. Obviously, the temptations will always be there. We are human beings. But that is what is the friction. A person will says that, no, you know what, I want to be freed from any kind of, it has become impossible for me to commit sin. That's not going to happen. Because the great poet of Islam and from Pakistan, Allama Iqbal, rahmatullah alayhi, nowadays we all say this, no, it's a challenging environment, especially because of the cell phones and the social media. Anything you open, there's temptation. So it reminds me of this verse of Allama Iqbal, rahmatullah alayhi. He says that tundiye bade mukhalif se na ghabra e uqab. O eagle, O falcon, O that believer who is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be disillusioned, don't be perturbed, don't be anxious and full of anxiety because of the opposing winds that you are facing. There are challenges. No doubt there are challenges. It is difficult. تُنْدِيَ بَعْدَ مُخَالِفْ سَنَا غَبْرَاءِ عُقَابِ ye to chalti hai tujhe uncha urane ke liye. But these winds, these headwinds that you face, they also help that one who wants to soar high in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they help him to reach different heights. So if it wasn't for this temptation that we have to oppose, then we also won't be able to, like that aeroplane, the aeroplane that takes off, we know that it needs the air in order to create the thrust, to be able to lift such a heavy piece of equipment up into the air. So when that opposing winds are faced, then we also get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the zikr is a very, very easy way to build wealth for the hereafter. To make amal, practical reflection on this verse of the Quran Sharif, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. I mean, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تَمْلَأُ أَوْ تَمْلَآنِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When we are sitting idle, how difficult is it to say Subhanallah walhamdulillah? Subhanallah walhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fills between the earth and the sky. In Sahih Ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it fills between the earth and the sky. We cannot even comprehend the virtue and the blessing that a person is attracting. So indeed, so why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give us that virtue is there that we'll be attracted. But unfortunately, so many things are pulling us that we are diverted. So Allah ta'ala speaks about, don't be like those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah makes them forget themselves. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Because those are going to be the ones who are losing out. It's a big loss. So zikr is a very, very simple way to build a person, and not only does it build that wealth for the hereafter, it also reinforces the actions. It's a virtuous cycle. Now once we do that zikr on a consistent, there must be consistency in what we do. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beautiful actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved are those that are consistent, even though they may be little. So sometimes we're trying to do big, huge wazifas. Let's follow those that are established to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will find great, great, progress. It will be a means of stamina to go far further in what we want to do. So this is a second category that we may reflect over. Another very, very critical area is our tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Tilawat is not reserved only for the month of Ramadan or only for Yasin in the mornings. If we have a consistent way and hear that tilawat of the Quran Sharif, again, it is about achieving that incremental improvement. If you look at I'm talking especially to those that are businessmen here, when you're looking at your books and you say year on year, it's just a flat line. You say, but you know, there's nothing exciting happening. So what about our balance sheet and our income statements for the hereafter? When we reflect over that, don't we want to see that improvement, growth in our good actions, we can see a consistent level of wealth being generated for the hereafter. So tilawat is a very, very important aspect, and one important part of that is also to take out some time and reflect and study the authentic tafaseer and translations of the Quran, especially the tafsir. Today there is no excuse. We have the Ma'arif al-Quran, authentic, written by Hazrat Mufti Shafi rahmatullah alayh, that if a person just takes out a little bit of time every day, even with our families, the amount of barakat and noor that it will bring into the house. But we have a plan. We have a plan to grow that understanding. It's not that years go by, decades go by, and then we're still sitting in the same place. So the tilawat of the Quran Sharif is another category that we should write down. These are my objectives. This is what I want to achieve as far as Quran Sharif goes in the coming year. And then another area is the area of sadaqah. Sadaqah, our monetary ibadat. Yes, indeed, there is zakat. Zakat is an entire topic on its own. Unfortunately, we have the challenge today, the problem, that many of us are not calculating our zakat. They'll say, no, I take out zakat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about doing zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ That means that there is a process of calculation that it entails. That is as far as zakat goes. But beyond that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to the believers that are extraordinary, they're out of the ordinary. Allah ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ Allah Ta'ala speaks about these people, and especially in the South African context. One is to do something on an ad hoc way, but in a structured and in a planned way. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ He speaks about those people that are saved from the anxieties of this world. Saved from a lot of what we're trying to achieve. It's an entire discussion on its own, but this anxiety that we experience, the stresses that we experience, Allah Ta'ala gives one category of people that are saved from this, is that person or those people whom there is a known right. There is a known, Allah Ta'ala doesn't talk about a favor. He doesn't say that we're helping, that person is doing it. He says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالٍ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ That there is a known right for others. And many of the ulama have said that this refers to the monetary sadaqat besides zakat. لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ For the person who asks and for those who don't ask. They may not have the courage to ask. Doesn't take too much of insight to reflect around in our environment that who are the people that may be in monetary difficulty. But it has become an environment that is steeped in selfishness. And unfortunately, until we don't break out of this, we will not see a holistic progress. We have challenges, brothers, in our country. We know that we are one of the most unequal countries in the world. But to the extent that it is in our control, let us put in our plan, our individual plans. We can't change everything. Hazrat Mohana, again, Rahmatullah used to say, we'll spend so much of time talking what's happening here, what's happening in this part of the world. Right? And sometimes we're complaining about our government. Even recently, Pakistan has been going through challenges, many serious challenges. Mufti Taqi Usmani a few weeks ago, Damat Barakatum, he gave a very, very effective, he said, we spend that time, sometimes hours go by. Look, he said, if you are in that position that you can make a difference, then indeed go and make a difference. If you're having, for example, electricity issues and water issues and all of those issues, and you can make a difference, then indeed spend time. But otherwise, to be wasting time on those WhatsApp groups and swearing this one and complaining about, what are we achieving? What are we achieving? So, this is a very, very critical area also, that let us plan our nafil sadqas. Yes, if we get the tawfiq to do over and above that, then indeed we should. Especially those from our local communities that we know there is suffering, there is serious suffering happening. I mean, how do we expect that person that is earning 4,000 rand, sometimes less than that also, half of the money goes in transport and in accommodation. How do you expect to survive? So Allah Ta'ala talks about, in the Quran Sharif in various places, talks about climbing the steep hill in a commercial context in terms of helping other people. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in many verses of the Quran Sharif about feeding people, but we need to be proactive, we need to have it as part of our responsibility and as part of that wealth plan that we build for the hereafter. So these sadaqat are extremely important, the nafil sadaqat. The first zakat, sadaqatul fitr, etc., the wajibat, this goes without saying that we should have it in order. But as far as planning, if you want to plan to be a success in terms of our financial, our wealth in the hereafter, our position in the hereafter, then these are some of the aspects to consider. And then another two areas which I want to highlight. There are many other areas that we can speak about. Taqwa, akhlaq, they are many other areas that we can speak about. I want to highlight two other areas, and then perhaps we'll terminate on that for today, is the aspect of da'wah. Da'wah, brothers, Durban, if we have to think about it in the past decades, was known in the world. People didn't know Durban, but it was known because we had examples, we had personalities that were communicating the deen and passing on deen. They were effectively what we will say, marketing deen and telling, we have a jewel with us, a priceless jewel, and we have kept it with ourselves. We don't even know how to make da'wah. So let us go and learn from the ulama, let us reflect. And this is such a powerful asset on our balance sheet for the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Who can be better? Who can be better than in speech than that person? مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is one of the most fundamental actions that we can do in order to achieve closeness to Allah, and the knock-on effect that it has. You know, they say the effect, because that one person that you made da'wah, Allah Ta'ala gives them tawfiq and they call people, and look at the multiplier effect that it has. So when we are paying for something, when the opportunity arises, make that, be conscious that one of our roles is to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just to pass through life and then we ate and we drank and then we made our own ibadat and we moved on. We were fortunate Allah Ta'ala gave us iman despite us not making any effort for it. So this is something really to reflect on as an area that as an ummah, as a community, young and old, each one of us according to the ability, the basics that we know. We know, no one is saying you have to know all of the details, but the basics that we can speak, Allah Ta'ala is one. We believe in all of the anbiya, we believe in the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the basics, that opportunity in a beautiful way to call to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that we need to make sure is part of our balance sheet for the hereafter. And then the final aspect which I want to speak about is that yes, we can create all of the assets, but you know, when you look at financial statements that are there, be careful of the liabilities. Be careful of that we don't drag on there, because again here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very clear when he says that on the day of Qiyamah, if we wrong others, then you can have all of the spiritual assets that you built up. Right? Then what will happen is that if you wronged others, then from the good deeds, the assets will be expensed out. Expense to this one, right? Transfer the salah there, engaged in backbiting, transfer these good deeds to this person. And that assets will get depleted and depleted and depleted until the person is in a position of insolvency. But there's no running away there through liquidations. What's going to happen there then? Allah Ta'ala will say, now take from the evil deeds of those that committed the evil deeds, and their burden will be lessened by it being passed on to those that no longer have any good deeds to compensate for the wrong that they did. So this is an opportune moment, dear brothers, that we plan our balance sheet of the hereafter. It's the beginning of the year. Plan it. Reflect over what we achieved last year. Let us plan these various categories. Engage with the ulama. What can we do? Write it down. If we write it down, then inshallah Allah will give us the tawfiq to make amal on it. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.